Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you all for tuning in with your host, Star T. Davis, on Stardom 100 blog. Again, thank you for tuning in and rocking with me, your host, on this lovely, lovely Wednesday. And we do it up for you every Wednesday with a new topic about something interesting. So, for those who caught the interview this week with Tamar Braxton, she was on The Breakfast Club. And during the interview, of course, you know, she talked about everything. And I like Tamar because she's very straightforward. She keeps it real. She doesn't sugarcoat anything. And a lot of the stuff that she was stating, she was stating it right there in front of her husband. So I love that about her, that she's just that straight to the point type of individual. So anyway, during the course of the interview, she made a statement that basically said that, you know, most successful men in the industry have a side chick. And so, and she said that because she said, you know, it comes with it. You know, when a man is successful, he's making a lot of money, and he's, you know, in the entertainment world, whether he's an actor or a musician, rapper, singer, whatever. You know, she said that the side chick comes with it. Now, of course, you know, we know that the higher people get up, people tend to change and so forth. But I just really don't agree with a man letting that be his reason to have a side chick. I mean, your wife should be enough for you. Your wife should be enough for you. There's no reason for you to need someone on the side when you have a wife, you know. And I feel like if you need someone on the side, then you don't need to be married, you know. And of course, there are going to be, the higher you get up, there are going to be all kinds of people throwing them. You're going to have all types, you know, whether you're a male or a female, you're going to have all types of people, groupies, coming after you, wanting an opportunity to be with you and so forth because of your status. But I feel like if you love the person you're with, you should not let that interfere with your marriage or your relationship and so forth. You know, I'm sure a lot of people, because Charlamagne the God was looking at her like, what? You know, are you saying that it's okay for Vince to have, you know, a side chick? Of course, she cleared that up real quick. But you know what I'm saying? What she stated is something that's very true. It's a lot of celebrities, it's a lot of actors. The higher up they get in the industry, they're making all this money. They feel like, you know, they can splurge a little, they can play. Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? I love Kevin Hart. I love him, Kevin Hart. But again, let me just go back. Kevin Hart. I mean, look at him. Look at all the money he makes, the millions that he has. And, you know, he was stepping out on his wife. You know what I'm saying? He was stepping out on the first wife with the wife that he got now. And then he got this wife and he's stepping out on her. You know, all the money. And the sad part about it is a lot of times these wives, they know. They know what's going on. And they just get with the program. And they just don't say, bring it back to the house. You know, whatever. They okay with it. But Tamar stated something that is very true. It's a lot of men are doing that. And the sad thing about it is, it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing that just started. This ain't something that just started. Men ain't just start having side chicks. Come on now. If you go back a little further, some of your granddads had some women that stayed right down the street. had a whole family around the corner, you know, and that's not everybody, but I'm just saying those are true stories. There have been men who've had whole families around the corner back in the day, you know, or down the road, especially up the country, you know what I'm saying? And I'm from the South, so those who are from the South can relate, you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right at all. So I like that she brought that out. I like that she spilled the tea on that because a lot of people don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. A lot of some of your favorite stars and actors, you know, they get out, they travel, and a lot of them do. They have something on the side. A lot of them are out there, you know, when they going on these little vacations, sometimes their wives are not with them. I've seen some of them on Instagram and everywhere, and they're out, and they're by themselves, and the wife is nowhere to be found, and none of the pictures, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the women, they get caught up, and they just say, well, long as he paying the bills and let me go shopping, give me his credit card, and I get to enjoy shopping and paying the bills, and as long as I got his last name, I'm happy with that. But, you know, really, is that really happiness? You know, that somebody can buy you, can buy your silence, that somebody can be hurting you and you know about it, but they can buy your silence with a credit card or with a little cash. Here you go, keep quiet, don't say nothing about this, don't call my phone when I'm out of town because you already know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Is that really happiness? You know, but like she said, it comes with the industry. It's a lot of them doing it. It's a lot of them doing it. And some ain't even in the industry and they doing it. Some ain't even in the industry. They sitting home every day working regular jobs and they ain't even in the industry and they're doing that. You know, and I just think that's not cool at all. So on that topic, I mean, you all let me know what you think about that. You all, you know, let me know how you feel about what she said. Because that right there, that's something to think on. That's something really to think on. Like I said, it's a lot of people doing that, you know. And it doesn't make it right just because a man has a lot of money. It doesn't make it right. And let me just say this, you know, because I'm not one-sided, because there are females who have a lot of money and they dipping out on their husband. The husband ain't as established, you know. And they dipping out on their husband. They got them a side man. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. We talk about the side chicks, but we don't talk about the side men. We don't discuss that at all. That's a topic by itself that needs to be brought out. You know, they had the little reality show about the side chicks, women and stuff. You know, we need to hear about these side men, you know. We don't want to always just shine the light on the men being in the wrong because women do dirt too. They just do it a little bit better. You know, so that needs to be brought out. Somebody, the producers, need to come together and come up with a show by the side men of L.A. or something. I mean, the men are out there on the side. The married woman and they on the sidelines, you know. Like I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't make it right. I feel like personally, if you're not happy with who you with, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. If you just feel like you want to have more than one person, then by golly, just be single. Be single. Don't get married. Be single. If you feel like you're going to keep playing the field and you enjoy just freely going around and meeting new people and enjoying your life, then by all means, just be single. You know, don't commit yourself to something that you know you're not going to stay faithful or loyal to and hurt somebody's feelings because people's feelings are things you do not want to play with. Come on now. You know you don't want to be playing with nobody's feelings because in these times that we live in, you got some folks will kill you because you're playing with their emotions. Y'all remember that from Friday? It's like, don't be playing with my emotions, Smokey. You cannot be playing with these people's emotions. You're going to have to, like, really be serious, you know, if you're going to tie the knot with somebody. So, like I said, what she talked about was very, very interesting. it's good that she brought it out. I thank Tamar for bringing it out. I thank her for speaking on it because I hadn't heard nobody say it just out like that during an interview, you know. You know, so that's what I love about her. She's real straight up, real straightforward. So, you know, it's something to think on. Like I said, I don't think nobody has ever been clueless to the idea that it was going on in the industry, you know. But like I said, it doesn't make it right. And that's not to say everybody doing it, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised some of your most successful ones are dancing around the block, you know. So, again, it doesn't make it right, though. So, and that's whether it's the man or the woman. It don't make it right. If you married, be married. Stay loyal to who you with. And if you feel like that person ain't somebody you want to be with for the rest of your life, then just let it go or don't get married at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree at all with side pieces, whether it be men, you know what I'm saying, women, whatever y'all got going on out there. I don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I feel like all I need is one person. If I got to have multiple people, then I need to be by myself. Something ain't right. So anyway, awesome, awesome topic. Let me know what you all think about that. How do y'all feel about that? Do y'all believe that a lot of these superstars in the industry got little side pieces, whether it be a woman or a man? You know, someone like Erykah Bonet said he had an addiction. He couldn't stay faithful to Halle Berry. He said he had an addiction. You know, do y'all believe that's going on? What y'all think about that? Y'all let me know. Let me know what you think. And I'll be sure to comment my thoughts towards whatever it is that you share. So be sure to tune in again to Start a 100 Block every Wednesday night at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. And 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 3:30 p.m. on the West Coast. Let me know what y'all think about this subject. Y'all let me know something so I know. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the know about this. Okay? So thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Tanisha D. Davis. Also, follow Stardom 100 Blog on Instagram and Twitter and on Facebook. Love you all. Have an awesome, awesome Wednesday. But don't forget to follow the show so you can stay alerted with who we'll be interviewing and talking to next week. Okay? But let me know what y'all think about that. Let me know. Share your thoughts in the comments. All right? Later. Thanks for tuning in with Stardom 100 Block. And I'm out.